Marvelous Monday morning, beloved. It's great to be back with you after this little short recess. And today we are in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 through 31, where the wisdom and power of God sets up a dichotomy whereby the worldly standards of wisdom and power are rejected. Paul reminds the Corinthians of their own humble social status, and that God chooses what the world looks down on and reverses the social order. And you can read all about that if you want in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 1 through 10, or Psalms 18, 27, Luke 1, 51 through 53. But for today, God's saving word is wisdom. So let's get after it. For the message about Christ's death on the cross is nonsense to those who are being lost, but for us who are being saved, it is God's power. The scripture says, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and set aside the understanding of the scholars. So then, where does that leave the wise or the scholars or the skillful debaters of this world? God has shown that this world's wisdom is foolishness. For God in his wisdom made it impossible for people to know him by means of their own wisdom. Instead, by means of the so-called foolish message we preach, God decided to save those who believe. Jews want miracles for proof, and Greeks look for wisdom. As for us, we proclaim the crucified Christ, a message that is offensive to the Jews and nonsense to the Gentiles. But for those whom God has called, both Jews and Gentiles, this message is Christ, who is the power of God and the wisdom of God. For what seems to be God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom, and what seems to be God's weakness is stronger than human strength. Now remember what you were, my friends, when God called you. From the human point of view, few of you were wise or powerful or of high social standing. God purposely chose what the world considers nonsense in order to shame the wise. He chose what the world considers weak in order to shame the powerful. He chose what the world looks down on and despises and think is nothing in order to destroy what the world thinks is important. This means that no one can boast in God's presence. But God has brought you into union with Christ Jesus, and God has made Christ to be our wisdom. By him, we are put right with God. We become God's holy people and are set free. So then, as the scripture says, whoever wants to boast must boast of what the Lord has done. Today's key verse is 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30, where it says, God has brought you into union with Christ Jesus, and God has made Christ to be our wisdom. By him we are put right with God, and we become God's holy people and are set free. You know, it's true that the wise of this world only want to argue religion or philosophy. But God, in his eternal love for us, comes to a people that may not be all that smart when it comes to philosophy or the knowledge of this world. But God's love is available to all who receive. Amen? Let's pray. God of power and wisdom, remind me of all that you have done so that I may proclaim the good news of your salvation and boast about your wondrous deeds and gracious love. Keep me humble and faithful so that I glorify you in all I say and do. Amen. Well, our Monday morning has come to an end, and join me tomorrow when we will be in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 through 16, where the Apostle Paul's message centers around Christ crucified, and he contrasts the wisdom of the world with God's secret wisdom. Until tomorrow morning, beloved, God bless you.